we want to do two things. The first one, celebrate a donation to our library restoration project. And second, you have an announcement to make about a foundation you want to get started here. So I'm giving the floor to you now.
Well, first of all, basically that following up with the library is such an important piece of the community. I got to think about foundations. Carnegie donated this library, libraries across the country, and it's still in existence. So talking about foundations, just imagine what he did that continues on forever, okay? So I talk about foundations, and I just wanted to note that. And also then, because the library had been so nicely fixed up, what we're doing, the George and Audrey Foundation, to donate $10,000. So that should be a start. Okay? Hill and I worked together for years, and so good to have she's involved with getting me going and how we do some of this. So thank you, Hilly, too. So.
You're welcome.
The second event is that George and Audrey Gochler Foundation had been around for 10 or plus years, but have been quietly doing things. And so after Audrey's death and my health situation, I felt we should go ahead and publicize the fact that we have a foundation in town, and that foundation is dedicated to helping charitable causes in Valley City and Barnes County, and also across the world if necessary. And also then by doing this, not only Audrey and I, but also the families involved with it, and basically we had three children, two in Minneapolis, one in Idaho. And basically that reason for starting it was that they get used to contributing money for good causes. That's we've been around for 10 years doing that, but quietly doing it. Again, at Audrey's death and looking at my health, I want to keep a physical presence in Valley City, Barnes County. And if I don't do it here now, what's going to happen and go to Minneapolis someplace where the kids just natural transition takes place. So I want to create a presence in Valley City and Barnes County. To start that off, Development Corporation, I asked about getting an office upstairs, has space upstairs. So we're taking an office upstairs to formally publicize the George and Audrey Gochler Foundation. And along with that, I made a commitment of contributing $50,000 a year to Valley City and Barnes County community, okay, on an annual basis. So that'd be part of our foundation publicly doing that. We're probably doing that now, but quietly doing it then. So working closely with APOC, Public School and Counseling Program. So that's the purpose of trying to create a visible presence in Barnes County Visible. And setting up the local president, two people I've worked with somewhat is Jennifer Feist and Mary Lee Nielsen, who are here because there have also been a presence in Valley City. And going forward with it, I asked Jennifer and the family to continue after I'm no longer around, even while I'm around, and longer when I'm around, that she can be a visible presence in the community representing the Gochler Foundation. I thank both of them for helping me now and how looking forward to continuing that effort. Again, I feel very strongly about community help and so forth, and again, more so highlighted with Audrey's death. Upon her death, then it will continue to have a presence in Valley City, okay, in Barnes County. So that's part of my mental thought about doing that. I also want to clarify the fact that we have the Cheyenne Valley Foundation. That's a public foundation, which I think is, we work together, but this is, the Gochler one's a private one. That's a public foundation, and that's critical for Valley City. I helped put that together as critical we do that, and so we have more information coming about how to more activate that. They're, like most operations, they also short of money, so here was some event about going to tap the Cheyenne Valley, because they Andrea left, and so now we have the lack of administrator full-time, so we have to see how we do that. So again, that foundation also can involve the whole community, donation-wise, and doing things. So again, there's no conflict. The two are actually going to work together. Probably offices up there or downstairs together here. So just that, I want to clarify that, okay? That there's not, we're going to work together, not competition with each other. So that's a critical part of what we're doing. So
I want to say thank you for the check for $10,000, and I think the library is very honored to be the first public presentation of your foundation. I have been familiar with your giving for years, so I know how generous you have been to the community. I'm glad to see that people are going to actually hear it about. And I can't agree more with George about the importance of libraries in a community, period. But we have something very, very unique. And if you're talking about honoring a legacy, there were 20 women that started the fundraising. They used 10 cents and leveraged it to $700. This is in 1903. So in 2024 money, that's $3.50. and they leveraged it to 24,000.
Wow.
So with your donation, with our restoration project, we're actually building on the legacy of those women of 121 years ago. So I really hope that in 120 years that people still talk about a certain George Gockler and his wife Audrey that made significant changes in the community. So thank you very much. Mm-hmm.